I'm going to talk about Outlook getting a message preview, like for your inbox. And this is something I've used on the iPhone for a while. I know if you use Gmail online, by default, it is there. And for whatever reason, I just never really knew how to do this, or I tried it in a way that I thought made sense, and it just didn't work. Learned how to use it a few weeks ago, and I really like it. Because if you can be down-earing through your inbox, hear like the first three or four lines of a message, it can definitely save you a lot of times in terms of not having to open messages just to find out somebody said, oh, I agree, or okay, or that's a good idea, or something like that. And message preview helps you do that. And once you know how to do it, as we'll see, it's pretty quick. Where you do this doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense until you hear why. It's not intuitive. And you do it in the View tab of the Outlook ribbons and using the Add Columns dialog. You think, well, why that? That's strange. And the reason is because actually your inbox, I guess, is really a table with columns. So as you all know, when you down arrow to a message, you first hear who the sender is. You hear the subject, you hear a timestamp, date and hour, and you hear the message size. And those are actually columns. So the idea of adding a column is that we will add message preview as an additional column, and that way you will be able to hear the preview. Without further ado, I'm going to go to my inbox.
Inbox-David-Kingsbury77@gmail. Unread Amazon.com. Your Amazon.com order number 113-9098101-624-1013 has shipped. Sat 2/10/2024, 3:24 a.m. 92 kb.
Okay, and there we hear a typical message with a sender, a subject, and a message size, and we don't hear a preview yet. And I'm going to add that right now. So I'm going to open up my ribbons in Outlook.
Upper ribbon expanded. View tab 5 of 6. Alt followed by V.
I guess I've been playing around with this a little bit before, so I landed on the View tab already. You usually will land on like the Message tab, arrow over to it, so it's like fifth tab over. Add columns, I'm going to tab down. It's about 15 tabs to get there. I'll speed it up by moving a little bit by group with Control right arrow till I get to the Arrange by group.
Menu, current view group, change view submenu 1. Messages, show as conversations, check menu, arrangement group, message preview submenu 1 of 5, use auto preview.
The arrange group, and now I'll tab to the add columns.
Submenu, arrange by reverse sort button, not check, add columns button 4 of 5, choose which fields are shown in the view, alt followed by V, a C.
And if you listen to the end, we heard the ribbon shortcut for that, alt V, A, C, so alt V, view tab, A, C, add columns, and I'm going to hit enter to open this.
Enter, leaving menus, leaving ribbons, list box, not selected, 2, maximum number of lines in compact mode, colon,
that
open.
Doesn't really much matter. I'm going to tab to a place where I have a list of the different fields that I can add.
Select available columns from colon edit combo, frequently, auto-forwarded, 1 of 23, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, alt
Here it says
D.
auto-forwarded, 1 of 23. I'll go in to the ribbon shortcut.
Upper ribbon, expand V, A, C, leaving menus, leaving ribbons, list box, not selected, 2, maximum number of lines in compact. Select available columns from colon edit combo frequently dash use auto forwarded 1 of 23 to move to an item press the arrow keys alt plus V categories 2 of 23
I'll down arrow
CC 3 of 23
time.
To move contacts conversation created 6 do not auto arc due date 8 flag comp follow up flag imp status mention 12 of 20 message 13 of 23
okay there it is message and now I'm in a tab
new column dot 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 but add dash greater button to activate press space bar alt plus a
and it says add greater I'm going to hit enter on that.
Enter, add dash greater button to activate, press space bar, alt plus a.
Now I'll tab to the OK button, and we'll listen to a message.
Less dash remove button to act, message 10 of 10. Move up button to act, OK button to activate, press space bar. Enter, inbox dash David Kingsbury 77@gmail.com dash outlook, list box, Bard is now Gemini, Friday 2/9/2024, 7:52 p.m. 39 kb, read the updated Gemini apps privacy hub, 7 of 301, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, Bard is now Gemini, Friday 2/9/2024, 7:52 p.m. 39 kb, read the updated Gemini apps privacy hub.
Now that read the updated blah, 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 that is the preview there. If the whole idea is to speed up this process, that ain't really so great. But what we can do, fortunately, is we can move up or move to the left, the preview column, so that we hear that a little bit more quickly. I would prefer to hear the sender, the subject, then the preview. And then if I want to listen to the date and the size, I can do that. but I want to move that up. And to do that, I'll just go back into the same place and I'll use the ribbon shortcut, Alt VAC.
Upper ribbon, expand V. A. C. Leaving menus, leaving ribbons, list box, not selected, 2, maximum number.
And I'm going to tab. And now there will be another list, but this time it's a list where the message is one of the things that's listed because I've added it.
Select available columns from colon edit combo, auto forwarded, 1 of 22. To move to an item, press the arrow key, Alt plus
22, D. It used to be 23, and that's because I've moved messages to...
New column, dot, 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 but add dash greater button to act, not selected importance, 1 of 10. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, Alt plus O.
To right here. I'm hoping I can hit M to get there.
M, message, 10 of 10.
There it is. Now, I'm going to tab.
Move up button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus U.
Now, I want to move this up twice, two times, because it's the fifth. I'd like to make it the third. And I played around with this. I found the best way to do it. I'll hit enter on this.
Enter.
I'll tab once.
Move down button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus D.
I'll shift tab back.
Move up button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus U.
I'll hit enter again.
Enter.
Okay. And now I'll tab to the OK button and we'll listen again. And that preview should now be the third in line.
Move down button to OK button to activate, press space bar, enter. Inbox dash David Kingsbury 77 at gmail.com dash outlook list box Bard. Bard is now Gemini. Read the updated Gemini apps privacy hub. Fry 2/9/2024 7:52 p.m. 39 kb 7 of 301. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Bard. Bard is.
And there it is. Again, we now have the sender, the subject, the preview, the date time, and the message size. And it's that easy to do. One other thing, that only did it for this folder. If I want to apply it to another folder, this is my personal inbox here. I can either go to that other folder and just repeat what we just did there, or a little bit quicker, we can do the following. I'll reopen the ribbons.
Upper ribbon, expanded, view tab, 5 of 6, Alt followed by V.
Still on the view tab. And I'm going to go to the first item in the lower ribbon. I'll do control right arrow once to get to.
Menu, current view group, change view submenu, 1 of 3, change the current view to another view, Alt followed by V, CV.
The current view submenu. I'll hit enter to open that.
Enter, expanded, hide messages marked for deletion, hide messages marked for deletion button selected.
And I'll down arrow a couple of times.
Group, manage views, dot, 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 1, save current view as a new view, dot, dot, apply current view to other mail folders, dot, 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 3 of 3, apply current view settings to other folders, Alt.
Okay, apply the current view to other mail folders. I'll hit enter on that. And this is going to open up a tree view.
Enter, leaving menus, apply view dialog, apply view to these folders, colon, apply view to these folders, colon, tree view, David Kingsbury 77 at gmail.com, open checked, 13 items.
And this is the same tree view, you know, that you would find if you did control Y with your whole folder structure here. And I'm going to navigate to my work inbox. I'll first let her navigate to it.
DA, level 0, David Kingsbury 77 at outlook.com, DA. Level 1, level 0, david.kingsbury at carol.org, not checked open, 18 items.
There's my carol.org.
Level 1, inbox colon 15 unread messages, not checked closed, 1 of 18.
And again, each of the folders in here have checkboxes, and you can simply check the checkboxes you want, and I'll spacebar to check that one.
Space.
Now, if I tab once.
Apply view to subfolders, checkbox not checked, to check.
We have the option to apply that to subfolders. So I'm not going to do that here, but I am going to shift tab back just to see that I did indeed check the checkbox.
Apply view to these folders, colon, tree view, inbox, colon, 15, unread messages, closed, checked, 1 of 18. To move through or expand items, use the arrow key.
So again, if you want to do this to a number of other folders, quicker to come here. Now I'll tab to OK.
Apply view to subfolder, OK button to activate, press spacebar, enter, inbox, dash, David Kingsbury 77 at gmail.com, dash, outlook.
And that should have worked. Just to double check, I'll go to my work inbox.
Control Y, go to folder DA, level 0, David Kingsbury 77 at outlook.com, DA. Level 1, inbox colon 15 unread messages closed, 1 of 19.
That's the right inbox.
Level 0, David.Kingsbury at care. Level 1, inbox colon 15.
All right, and we'll listen to land on a message, and hopefully we'll hear it done correctly.
Enter. List box, unread, Belinda Collins, left bracket ACB dash community dash events, right bracket, the weekend schedule for February 10th and 11th, 2024. Hey all, read to the end for a last minute reminder about registering for the 2024 ACB Leadership Conference. Don't forget to send email to actcommunity.committee@gmail.com, less mail to colon actcommunity.committee@gmail.com, greater by 11:59 p.m. ET today with Y. Fry 2/9/2024, 10:41 p.m, 67 kb, 1 of...
And that worked because, as you heard, the order was sender, subject, preview, date, and then the message size. So I've been using this for a few weeks, and I really like it. It just saves me a good amount of time as I'm plowing through my emails, not having to open ones that I really don't have to open and spend the time doing that and escaping out of it, going down to the next one. That is it.
Where would I find some place to keep my messages from becoming read, even though I didn't read them? I just displayed the subject in my message list.
Antonio, I think what you're saying is if you go up and down arrow, it marks them as read.
Yes, and I didn't see David's doing that.
If you turn off the reading pane, and that should take care of that.
Yeah, that's definitely what's going on. And the reading pane is usually turned on by default, you know, if you're loading your account for the first time, or sometimes it just sort of switches back there. You go into the view tab, reading pane will be down in there. You'll probably see that left or right is checked. You want a down arrow to where it says off and hit enter or space on that. That will make it so that when you down arrow past a red message, an unread message, it stays on red until you actually open it.
I just want to thank, first of all, thank our presenters, Jeanette, Steve, David, excellent work. And of course, thank everyone who showed up today.